Blog Talk Radio.
God rest his soul. He was a good dude. And because I was always
punctual. I was always cordial. I was always respectful towards the parents. My parents and I, we were always cool. Never gave them a reason. They didn't care if I came over. Be like, what's this Rob coming over? No big deal. So they knew me, whatever. I remember my mom coming to the door, answering the door a couple times. So I got nothing but love and respect for our parents. Again, God rest our dad's soul. I'm not going to just completely bash and destroy you from here. So she says that her mom is blind and can barely walk, and she's her caregiver, and that's why she doesn't work. And she has to basically take care of her mom full time. And I said, okay, I understand. But when you're posting stuff, like the other day she posted, hey, is there any recommendations for a place to get a pedicure? And I said, there's a place by my house, because everybody knows I'm playing button, and I do the pedicure and manicure thing, you know, and get my nails done, paint black, and I put on makeup on. I mean, I'm not going to waste time talking about it. Again, everybody knows that. I'm open about my sexuality. I'm straight, and that's that. So it's like an excuse after another excuse after another excuse. And the last call was the other day. I think it was yesterday. I said it's rude to like not respond. It's rude to someone like we were in the middle of a conversation, and I remember like saying something to her, and she didn't respond. She just looked at the message. And I said, it's rude not to respond to somebody when they're in the middle of a conversation and they ask you an open-ended question. And then she goes, well, I don't like to talk on Messenger. And I don't like to respond about anything. So I'm going to a profile tonight, and I was just out there because I finally sold my Roy Rumble pair. So it was a little money that I needed. And little did I know that the same place that I went and sold my chair to the guy who was a bouncer there, or security, she was at the same place at the same time that I was. And I had no idea, because I don't just live on Facebook. So I got back on this side of town, and I got there and walked in the car. I jumped on Facebook to see what's going on. And lo and behold, she's at the Tech N9ne show at the same place that I was at. And I lived to... instead of a light, you know how you can leave like angry, sorry, or crying, or with all that shit. I put angry on there. I said, you know, it's funny that how you blocked me on Messenger, but yet and you got these caregiving obligations that you're supposed to be doing, but yet still you find time to go to a show that you could have invited me to, and we could have hung out. Because I have been trying to hang out with you. You won't give me your phone number. You won't let me come over. You won't do anything. And I stopped and I thought about it as I was typing up my tirade, my latest status, where I just totally buried her. That, you know, my co-host here, Travis, can tell you about. I started to remember. Dude, I met her on a dating site, and she put me in the friend zone day one.
Yep.
I was in the friend zone and didn't even realize it. Yep. And I was just going with the flow because I was 17. I didn't know any fucking better. You know, I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, well, maybe when I turn 18, maybe she'll give it up. And we did mess around one night playing Dirty Dice with her and the friend and her friend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And we almost had sex, and the fact that I didn't have a condom, that was, she made a comment about my dick, and that was the end of that. And after that, dude, because of the fact that we were such good friends at the time, friendship was never the same after that. We would still talk,
right.
And then I ended up losing contact with her when she got with her first baby's dad. Because I ended up going to college, and then I tried to come back and see her. I think I came to a Halloween party that she had that year. I remember doing that.
Man, Man, all in all, ladies and gentlemen, it just seems like this girl's just full of shit. She And this is the problem with women today, you know, and I've said this myself, and it's nothing else can be said. Women these days in the third wave or the new 21st century, it's like every other thing, every other reason they say or do, they just make up excuses, you know. I remember in 2013, man, I had this one, this is before I become big, I found out about being a MGTOW. There was this girl named Trish, and I'll put her out, name out there, Trish. Well, I invited her to a show at the House of Blues, and she came, but she brought two of her girlfriends. Because I had free tickets. I had like three free tickets or several free tickets because the dude I know, he gave me a bunch of free tickets. So she's like, can I bring two of my friends? She brought two of her friends, and I got them in. And then she asked her friends, hey, I'm going to talk to Travis real quick. And then she sat there and told me, well, I'm not looking for a boyfriend right now. And I said, and I told her, like, okay, well, I didn't really think of you like that. So don't worry about it. And she said, okay, we're just friends. Well, over time, that friendship never really fucking existed. She never made time for me. It's like the only time she ever saw me is when she's working. You know, like she started doing photography for a local band I used to roadie for. It was all kinds of bullshit excuses. I've heard all the excuses. Even this chick in 2011 named Elena. Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about Elena, man, how much she played me. It's a long story about her. But it's like, you know, these days women just think it's all, you know, like all, everything's a game, dude. And it's like they want you to chase them, or they always want you to fucking be the sucker to try to get with them and or some shit, you know. I don't know. It's they always want to make excuses, especially, and I don't mean this, Rob, but if you're an average to overweight guy, you're not, chances are you're going to meet women that always want to play the mind game bullshit or tirade on you, like everything's just a game, you know. That's my problem with women today, and that's the reason I just, like a lot of guys, just stop dating. It's just like even right now, I'm back on Tinder, you know, speaking of online dating. And by the way, people, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to, you know what, Rob, we need to make a podcast in time about online dating, just how much it sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, we really do. But, yeah, I'm just saying that, yeah, women today, it's just like, it's everything's just a game to them, and it's just, this is why guys are going MGTOW and saying, you know what, fuck relationships, fuck gaming, fuck the game. We don't have time for that shit in life. We're going our own way, whether you like it or not. But, you know, of course, when you say you're going your own way, you're going to have women there that are coming around acting like Nawalts, they call them, or acting like, oh, we're not all like that, you know. You're just bitter. And even dudes that are white knighting for women saying, oh, you know, you're an idiot. Women don't owe you anything. Like that fucking Rocky piece of shit the other night. Yeah, your name's Rocky McComb or Maricomb. Fuck you, faggot. I'm sorry to say that on here, but hey, you know what? This guy deserves it. He threatened Rob the other day. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I have to admit that. Fuck that guy. I saw that shit on Facebook. Right, Rob?
He threatened me? I didn't see that part.
You didn't see? Oh, if I seen you, if I ever saw you in person, I'd beat you up. I'd kick your ass. You didn't see that?
No, I did not see that.
Okay, you must have not read it. I did. I read it. I saw it. He said he threatened to kick your ass, dude. Fuck that guy. That guy won't. What ass is that fucking scrawny little piece of shit going to do? He probably is a fucking, he's just a male feminist. That's all he is. He's a fucking piece of shit. I mean, he probably had no fatherhood in his life, and that's why he's the way he is. Or he probably has a girlfriend. Or he's probably just, you know, like I saw one of your homeboys comment, he's probably just saying all that shit so it can make him look good to get laid. I mean, it's true. I mean, there's so many guys that do this shit these days. But anyways, back on topic. Yeah, Chris. Huh?
No, go ahead.
respect.
I was just gonna say we have a little time, you know. Let's kind of switch gears here and talk about the online dating thing, you know. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, you know, the thing that people don't want to talk about and people don't want to admit about online dating, because online dating allows you to wear a mask, in other words. You can masquerade around and be something that you're really not. You can pretend to be into somebody and use them for whatever it is that you're trying to get out of them. And you have to spot these things. And it, sometimes, dude, I'll tell you a true story just real quick. From online dating, back in 2008, I think I want to say right before my gastric bypass surgery, I had, and I even took her to my family reunion, bro. And we came back and smoked out or whatever. But anyway, this chick named Jennifer said that she's about to lose her car. Now, you probably heard this story a million times. About to lose a car, and she needed money. So at the time, I had a little money saved up and, you know, got a little payday or whatever. And I went ahead and put the money for her with the understanding and the agreement that she would pay me back. When it came time to get paid back, that didn't happen.
And I told my sister
about it. And my sister had called because at the time she was living with her grandmother, and I was serious, man. I was about to sue that bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, I seriously was going to sue that motherfucker, and she got all scared and blocked me and doing all this fucking bullshit. Well, you know, bitch, you shouldn't have done. I mean, I don't hit women, but if I ever saw that hoe again, I'd slap my dick in the fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly.
You know, I would slap my dick straight in her motherfucking mouth. Be like, here, bitch. At least suck my dick and show me that you appreciate what a nigga sacrificed and did for you.
Mm-hmm.
That $150 I could have spent on a damn escort. $150 I could have got something. I could have spent towards a tune-up on my damn car. That's $150.
Real talk.
That's $150 I could have paid towards rent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's $150 I could have paid towards buying the suit.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give my. I wanted to wait for another podcast to do this, man. But it's all good. I guess we can. We got 10 minutes to do it. Online dating to me, man, is a joke. Women are getting bombarded with messages by desperate ass fucking hoe chasing dudes on there. You know, the blue pill fucking mangina, as they call them. Even though I'm a purple pill, I admit that. But it's like women don't. They get bombarded with messages and they ignore every fucking guy they see on there. Even average good looking guys get ignored on there. You know, it's funny. I will admit this story real quick that I did on Plenty of Fish, man, and I regret this, but I used to have a best friend that had a six pack and he had some muscles, and he told me to do this one time. He said, create him a profile and fuck around with some of these, and let me show you how some of these girls act on there and work. Well, I did. I remember there was this one psychopath, crazy chick that he got online. You know, apparently I was acting like him talking to her online, and she was trying to say, you know, the only guys that she wanted was to make, you know, the gym rat, muscle guys, the heart, you know, the fucking skinny boy douchebag looking dudes, you know, your typical fucking dream man, as they call them. And basically this bitch had like a line of those guys ready, wanting her, but she wasn't giving them not a time of day. So that basically online dating, she was bullshit with them the whole time. Then I remember there was this one chick that, I don't know where she was from. She used to have an online dating profile all the time, and she used to be some girl. We forgot what her name was. But my friend's like, yeah, give me your number. Give me your number. And she gave me her, basically gave me hers. I called my friend and said, hey, man, there's a girl who wants to hit you up. So I started letting him talk to her. Man, they talked for a while, but then she ghosted him. You know what ghosting is, right? Yo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Ghosting?
Ghosting is basically you'll be talking to somebody, and then they'll stop responding to your messages. I had this happen, too, with a girl that was a single mom up in Richardson, Texas one time that I had no profile. She told me to text her sometime, and she was supposed to be one of those kind of different girls, like she's into zombie walks and shit like that. Well, yeah, I come to find out. She ghosted me. Then my friend said, yeah, hey, dude, create me a profile real quick. Let me play her. So my best friend went on there and told her, acted like he was interested and told her she looked really sexy. And then he said, psych. And then, said, this is for my friend. And then I said, I don't know why. Why did you ignore my friend? And then she said, oh, because he was a text whore. I'm like, bitch, please.
Oh, so she was trolling you, basically.
Yeah, I had that happen on fucking online dating on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, that shit done happened to me before.
Yeah, it's bullshit, man.
If Walter listens to this on the download, I'm pretty damn sure it's happened to him before, because he's had a Plenty of Fish account. Dude, I've lost Plenty of Fish accounts and restarted new ones. You know why?
I've done
because
the same thing.
I get kicked off of there, and I'll just wait a little bit. Then because everything's based on IP address. So, like, the thing is, like, if you want to create another profile, create a bullshit email address, and every time you connect, use the VPN. There's one called BetterNet, and you can download it for free. And even though, like, they say they don't, share your information, I mean, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up eventually, once my money get better, me and Kyle, we got some plans as far as building some servers and stuff. I'm actually going to start getting into Linux. I have told you about that.
Yeah, I know Linux. I know what Linux is. I'm a computer guy. But, yeah, man, it's just like girls these days just do that bullshit. They just want to play guys with guys' emotions and fucking, lead you on to make you feel like you're somebody special when you're fucking not. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with strippers, man. Strippers are even worse. Strippers are there just to get your money, and that's it. And fucking you don't get no excitement out of it. All you do is just get a fucking lap dance, and you fucking have to keep clothes on. You really wish you could fuck the bitch, but she fucking... Who wants to fuck with her nasty ass anyways? Strippers are overrated anyways. Man, I don't know. I still go, but it's just... Go to drink. Huh?
And then they get all friendly around you and be like, hey, baby, what's up? And they want you to buy them a drink.
Because I went to Clubhouse a couple weeks ago. I went to Clubhouse, one of the strip clubs here in Dallas, a couple weeks ago. Right away, I get in the fucking door. I sit there. Me and my friend were just barely sitting there, bringing the beer in, hanging out. Right when I get in the door, one of the girls comes up real quick, which I end up getting a dance from her later that night because a friend of mine hooked me up with it. Well, anyways, right when I get in the fucking door, one of the girls come over there, sitting on my lap, rubbing her ass all over me, and then telling me hi. And then I was like, where are you from? I said, when'd you get here? And I said, just now. And she's like, oh, where'd y'all come from? I said, a concert. Okay, you ready for a dance? And I was like, no. And she just walked away. I'm like, yeah, all right, get the fuck out of here then. Fuck you. It's online dating's the same way, man. It's the same thing as Tinder. Dude, I get no matches on there. I mean, I've been active the last several days on Tinder, and still ain't got no matches, but I stopped caring. I'm going to stop caring personally. Hell, I might even delete my fucking profile again finally. I mean, you almost feel scared.
I've got matches on it right now, but these hoes ain't talking about shit.
Yeah, they ain't talking about shit. Yeah, that's another problem I've heard. And
you
I've
know,
heard
that
too,
they,
man.
I'm going to have to get real on them and be like, but I want to keep my Tinder account. I'm not going to completely delete it because I have fucked a bitch off of it before. But I need to come at them. And you know I don't do diplomacy. I'm not careful.
Yeah.
But I need to come at them at a way and say, like, look here. Look, we've been talking for a while. Are we going to meet or what? And they give me a bullshit excuse and say, thank you for your time. I hope you find what you're looking for.
And also, man, you know what? Real talk, I was watching somebody talk about this, man, and I agree with this, man, 100%. What about them fucking hoes that be on there that have fucking boyfriends on Tinder, yet they have a Tinder fucking account? Let's talk about that real quick. That's, man, to me, that's fucked up.
Man, I'll give you one that's even worse.
Yeah.
I'll be on there trying to, you know, flip through profiles looking at women, and all of a sudden I see these punk faggot motherfuckers and guys.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that too.
Men dressed like women. And I'm like, what the fuck? How the fuck did y'all get past the system?
Yeah.
Did you know they have a special Tinder? It's called Tinder Select, I think. And it's exclusively for celebrities.
Oh, really?
If I was on that motherfucker, boy, I'm telling you, Daniel Fistel will be mine. A shout out to Jenny Fistel in case you're listening to this. Jenny,
what about JoJo?
I love you, Bobby. I'm not going to send this to her, obviously, but, you know.
What about JoJo?
I want Daniel Fistel. I want Topanga. I want to marry her.
Oh, yeah.
And even if there's only one female in the world that I would have a child with, it would damn sure be her.
I used to want to bang Megan Fox. And then I also wanted to bang Amber Lancaster. She's on The Price is Right. Oh, my God. I'll bang half them girls with their fucking models on the hat. Especially, I forgot what few of them there. One of them's really, really... There's one on there that's really, really sexy on The Fucking Price is Right. I forget her name. She's got such a fucking nice body and a fucking tight ass dress that she wears.
I can't remember the one. What was her name? From back in the day. You remember growing up like when you was a kid and you watched Price is Right and Bob. What was that chick's name that he was fucking that went in the Playboy?
I forgot.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I think I do, but I just... Manuela, that's her name, fucking Manuela. Oh, my God, I'd do nasty things to her, man. Manuela, oh, God, I'd fucking... I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'd straight up eat her out. I'd say that online, but fuck it.
Hey, man.
Guys do
that. Hey, listen, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to eat dinner, and here you are talking about. You my nigga, though. My nigga tripping, talking about, I'm going to eat her out.
I would, too. Ain't gonna lie. Manuela Alvarez or something like that's her name, but so fucking sexy. But, yeah, man, about online dating, finish up what I'm talking about, because I guess the time's getting limited. On the podcast, fuck, there goes the fucking top or the ambulance. But, I'm just saying that online dating's a joke, man. I don't find any use for it anymore. I mean, I even though I'm on it, it's just I'm on it just to try to get my luck. But, you know, online dating was also created for if you don't want to get out for a night, it was basically created to meet someone while you're at home, you know what I mean? When you're bored alone and you just want to try to meet somebody. But people have so abused it nowadays, they turned it into a game. But that's just how relationships are these days. There's too many, and I'm gonna put it out there, there's too many fucking special fucking how do you say that, man? Too many women that think they're fucking special out in the world, but they're not. They're just normal human beings with fucking emotional problems out the ass. That's basically what a problem with women is today, and it's always going to be like that until they fucking change. And women, I'm sorry, man, and I don't mean to say this, but Kristen, that girl, she ain't never going to change, dude. You might as well, just like every other fucking girl, just like that other girl that Tashed or Dang or whatever her name was. Whatever that one girl was, name is, that you tried to hit up on Tinder. You might as well just move on from Kristen, man, even though you've known her for a long time. Because she's full of shit, dude. Are we in the overkill? Are we
yeah,
in the after party?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we're in the overtime, people. It's Travis Steele and Rob Uzzle here. But, yeah, we're just sitting here talking about online dating, and we wanted to get Rob had something to get off his chest for 15 minutes about, you know, this girl named Kristen that he's known for a long time, and she's playing mind games with her. And I weighed in my opinion about it, that women just fucking do shit like that these days. And they think, you know, everything's just a game. And this is why you go MGTOW, because, you know, and honestly, Rob, man, it's even hard for a guy to get a date these days sometimes. Because you try to get a date. You put the work out there. See, you know, the number one excuse I hear from men or people tell people like me and you, dude, is we ain't putting the work in to find a woman. Well, we do put the fucking work in, and we still can't find women. So, you know, obviously, it's not the guy. It's not us, dude. You know who it is.
Yeah, it's the women. It's the women that bullshit.
It's the women. Yeah, they're bullshitting. And, you know, it's like a homegirl told me, you know, this girl. Now, there's this girl up there. She's been married for 5 years. She's this Hispanic girl. I think she's younger than me. Me and her were just chatting about relationships because I came in there one day. I told this old lady that I'm not married yet because I live with my grandmother myself. I take care of my grandmother, not all the time, but, you know, I have my own freedom, my own bullshit I do. But, you know, this one girl told me, you know, I don't know what your problem is, but, you know, I've been married for 5 years. And I was telling her, you know, I thought I offended her one time, and I told her that, no, I haven't found the right girl, because I told her I just gave up because I can't find a woman. And then it's just like, you know, like what a MGTOW would say, I just went my own way. And she, you know, she was telling me that, you know, well, you know, you just have to keep searching, as much as I hate to tell you, which is true. You do have to keep searching. I mean, because, eventually you'll probably end up finding that right woman that don't care about money, don't care about looks, don't care about social status, don't care about fucking with bad boys, or don't care about playing mind games. But you know what? I'll just say this. I'll believe it when I see it. But then, again, me and her talked recently, and I told her I'm trying online dating again. And she said, just give it time. You have to just give it time. You'll eventually meet somebody. She says, and she's the one who also told me herself that all the women we're talking about on this podcast, man, like Kristen, much as I don't want to say this, they're bimbos. That's where they are, bimbos. Or they're stupid. They're probably really attractive, man, but they're just really, really dumb. And they don't care. They don't care about, you know, a guy's emotions, feelings, whatever the fuck, man. They just care about one thing, and that's himself. Anything you want to add before we go, man?
I mean, you took the words right out of my head, you know. You know, when you called me and, you know, mentioned the podcast, and then after I saw that stuff with Kristen, I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's do it, you know. And
Yeah, exactly. And
it's just one of those things that, you know, I love the girl to death. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't care about her.
Yeah, I don't think you'll say that, yeah. But you really wish things would work out.
Yeah, because I just like, you know, I just don't understand why she has to bullshit.
Yeah, play mind games, emotional games and shit like that, yeah. Basically just make you feel like, you know, you can't date her or you don't have a chance with her. That's how I feel about a lot of women today, you know, I've encountered in the past. And even still today, right now, women I meet, it's like, you know, I mentioned this on the last podcast. I have an issue of women that I know, but they never get in touch with me. They don't even ask how I'm doing or anything like that. They act like they don't give a fuck, and it makes me not want to give a fuck about them. Even when it makes me not even want to give a shit to see them anymore in person, man. It's so bad. It makes me not even want to act like I care to see them, you know, in public anymore. It makes me feel like that it's like an empty soul or empty heart there that, you know, this person don't give two shits about you. You just need to move on and find new friends. It makes you feel that way. And I don't know why people are like this these days, especially women. It wasn't really like this back when I was a kid, man. But then again, we were kids.
It was a lot easier to get pussy. It was a lot easier to talk to women.
Yep.
It was a lot easier to deal with, you know, anything. And it's just a situation now that, you know, women act like they're owed something.
Yeah, exactly. They do. Or they just around just to use you, you know. They only talk to you just to get you. Or women like strip club promoters. They want to fucking go talk to you just to get you to promote whatever they're doing or to get you to buy them drugs or some shit like that. And if you don't do it for them, they don't want nothing to do with you. Yeah, it's all kinds of fucked up in this world today, man. It's all kinds of fucked up. How long do we have in the podcast?
Probably another 7 minutes. I was going to say, did you have any closing remarks?
Well, yeah, I guess a few. I mean, yeah, I'll let you have a few, and, you know, I'll have a few. Guys, all in all, if you're going to online date, more power to it. Nobody's stopping you. I'm not going to stop you because I have bad experiences. Rob's not going to stop you. He's got pretty shitty experiences. He ain't had that many bad experiences, but he has experiences where they ain't talking about shit. You know, one thing, and honestly, about online dating real quick, let me just tell y'all the truth. Don't go pay for that shit, really. I know some people that do pay for online dating, but really it's just a scam. It really is. They're just there to get your money. And, you know,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then a lot of these women are just fucking cam bots, want you to watch them, see them on cam. They're just looking to get fucking you to pay for their cam, their webcam. Why would you be on a dating site promoting that shit? That's what I don't get. Just basically, if you're going to do online dating. And then women that play games in the future, seriously, if women are hearing this, seriously, grow the fuck up. Grow the fuck up. Nobody wants to deal with your bullshit, okay? A lot of us guys got emotions, feelings, and hearts too. Okay, a lot of us guys wish we had somebody. I do, I really do. I wish a lot of things I had somebody laying next to me. But then again, you know, time will only tell if that ever happens in my life. Even though I'm in my 30s, and they do say dating in your 30s kind of sucks. Well, not really sucks, but it's different. But yeah, go ahead, Rob. Closing.
All I can say is that, you know, to piggyback off what you were saying about these dating sites and paying for, you know, the premium membership, and I'm guilty in charge of, you know, paying for, you know, Tinder Plus. At the end of the day, no matter if it's Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, Bumble, Tinder, the only difference between the free account and the premium account is that they have researched this. And what it is, like, they have like what is called like the OKC kids. They have a thing that's called A-List. And that's basically to put your profile in the top ranking so that you have a better chance to get better matches, better results.
Yeah.
Same thing with the boost feature with Tinder. You know, you get 30 minutes, and every time you keep swiping, you know, you have a – it's anywhere from like a 6 to 9% chance that you're going to get, you know, better hits. But the problem with that is, it's like my boy Travis was saying, there's a lot of spam bots on there. There's a lot of bullshit. And at the end of the day, you have to, you know, like, I've been getting a bunch of matches on Match.com, and I am considering, you know, paying for at least a one-month profile just to see, just so that I can say that I tried Match, because I keep getting emails with a bunch of matches, and who knows if it may work, and if it works, then, hey, you know, call the fellow black, you know. But, again, it's a situation that you have to pick and choose. Travis, do you have anything else you want to add, or you think that's pretty much it?
That's pretty much it, man. I mean, yeah, I've actually used Match.com, just to say real quick, and I've had girls actually like my photos on there, but then I didn't really ever get any girls, like, comment or, you know, like, hit me up randomly. I'm getting off Tinder, man. I'm thinking about getting off Tinder myself because this is a joke.
Well, I mean, the thing with Match, you got to pay, you know, to respond and see what they say. It's just like any other site. You know, there's so many sites. So at the end of the day, you got to look at, you know, what's most price-effective for me. And, you know, do some searches on Google, you know. You know, like, do a search for, like, best profile or best tips for Tinder profile matches.
I've done that already. I've actually already done that, but they say the best one is really Zeus. But even Zeus sucks, so I don't know, man. But, yeah, that's all we have, people. I'm Travis Steele, and I'm probably going to be logging off. And for Rob Uzzle here, any closing remarks too, man?
No, I'm just keep supporting the podcast. We're about to run out of time. So for Travis Steele, I'm Rob turning off Uzzle. This has been Living Loud Nation for April 28, 2017. And we will catch you on the next broadcast.
Later, y'all.